All right, so much for the big screen. Now for the little one. This Sunday are the Emmy Awards for the TV industry, and critics like our own Andrew Wallenstein usually weigh in with their own picks. This year, though, Andrew has decided to do something else.
I could choose to bore you like every other critic alive and tell you how great Mad Men is, or House, and how many awards they're going to win. But then I won't be staying true to the feelings that usually cross my mind as I watch the Emmys. Disappointment, resentment, bitterness. That's because for all the brownie points the Emmys may score this year, recognizing cool shows like Mad Men, or Dexter, or Damages, there are nominees that get undeserving kudos. Let's talk about those for a minute. The biggest problem with these awards is they turn the kind of shows or actors who are lucky to score a nomination just once into perennial contenders. There are three worst offenders in particular. The most galling one comes in the drama category, which has been brutally competitive in recent years, thanks to The Sopranos, West Wing, and Lost. So how do you explain the curious persistence of ABC's Boston Legal in this category?
Tobacco kills, big deal.
Did you just say big deal?
Well, it's old news. And first of all, it's not just old news. It's absolutely current. The tobacco industry is more powerful today.
It's boring.
Boston Legal is nowhere near the level of TV's top dramas. It's so over-the-top goofy, I don't think it should be considered a drama, period. It's not even close to the best work from David E. Kelly, who's done truly great shows like Picket Fences. And yet somehow, Boston Legal has been nominated twice in a row for Outstanding Drama Series. Even worse, its star, James Spader, has beaten the likes of Sopranos' James Gandolfini twice to win Best Lead Actor. How can this be? An even stranger pattern is developing in the reality competition category. In its first 5 years of existence, this category has yielded the same winner, CBS's The Amazing Race.
We have to leave with wet hair and do our makeup on the run, then that's what we have to do, and we're not afraid to do it.
We'll have powder, we'll have lip gloss, and a tiny touch-up takes about 5 seconds, and we can do that in a cab ride.
Now, The Amazing Race is a perfectly decent show, but were I to list the most groundbreaking reality series of the past decade, would Amazing Race be higher up the list than Survivor or American Idol? If it wins again this year, it will mark the first time any TV series has won 6 years in a row. That doesn't seem right. And then there's the comedy category. I don't find it funny that Tony Shalhoub has been nominated 6 times in a row for his one-note portrayal of the obsessive-compulsive detective Monk.
I'm a former cop. You want to know why they kicked me out? You don't want to know why they kicked me out.
Why did they kick you out?
Nervous breakdown.
What's worse, Shalhoub has won 3 of the 6 times. Now that's inexcusable in a genre that needs to open itself up to new blood if it wants to overcome its struggles. That's exactly how NBC's 30 Rock gained exposure. But talk about overcorrecting the problem. 30 Rock got 18 nominations this year, the most nominations ever for a comedy. That's more than Seinfeld or Cheers or MASH or, you get my drift. Don't get me wrong, I like 30 Rock, but I don't like that the Emmys don't seem to have their finger on the pulse of the industry they honor. Every time the Emmys get it wrong, it cuts into their credibility.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter.